USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Luke Lindberg is no stranger to South Dakota agriculture. He was the first director of the South Dakota Office of Trade before his appointment to USDA, and now has been nominated as executive director of the United Nations World Food Program. Lindberg returned to the Rushmore State recently to meet with soybean farmers, exploring opportunities for international trade while meeting the humanitarian needs of people in emerging countries. Soybean farmer and executive director of South Dakota Soybean, Kevin Scott, was part of the discussion. He believes Lindberg's interest in boosting diets worldwide meshes well with South Dakota soybean efforts.
We kind of made it clear that we'd like to send it out in chickens, and we'd like to send it out in pork and beef and other finished products. And that would be a win-win for South Dakota soybeans.
As foreign economies grow, Scott reports consumers are seeking to eat more protein, creating opportunities for U.S. soybean farmers.
Indonesia, a lot of the Asian countries are growing yet in population, and as they grow with their GDP, as the families do better, one of the first things they do is turn to a better diet, and that usually includes meat, and meat usually includes inclusion of soybean meal.
As Undersecretary, Lindberg oversees the McGovern-Dole Food for Education Program and Food for Progress Program, and has worked to restructure the Food for Peace Program through an innovative, accountable model. South Dakota Soybean thanks Lindberg for his dedication to South Dakota agriculture and wishes him well, if confirmed, for the United Nations World Food Program position. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.